This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru, he listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He informed the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and the fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है। 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था, आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है। अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए हैं और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है।
Prime Minister highlighted the success of Indian forces in Operation Sindoor, noting their capability to destroy terrorist hideouts deep across the border. He emphasized India's strength in forcing Pakistan, who came to defend the terrorists, to its knees within ours.
Operation Sindoor mein Bharatiya senaon ki safalta seema paar kai kilometer bheetar आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता, पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता के पीछे बहुत बड़ी वजह हमारी टेक्नोलॉजी और डिफेंस में Make in India ki taakat hai.
Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belagavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh today. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in the Dal area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that contact with the terrorists was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area, leading to the exchange of gunfire. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the sixth consecutive day today in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police has said, along with supplying food grains and essential commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. The IMD has also predicted similar conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. Ahead of the scheduled August 15th meeting between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has stressed on robust security guarantees. As Trump and Putin are meeting to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, Zelensky said any peace settlement must be fair. In a social media post on X, Zelensky also underscored the need for credible long-term guarantees to enable Ukraine to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In the Asian Surfing Championships, Ramesh Budhial became the first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in the open men's category in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu today. Budhial also was the first Indian to reach the medal round, scored 12.60 points to finish third, Korea's Kanoya. Heejae took gold with 15.17 points, while Indonesia's Pajar Ariana claimed silver. And with that, we end this news bulletin.